as we said, there's some really good football players in South Florida. And, you know, we were just talking about Hector Chavez and some of the players that, you know, put it out every week. One of them I've watched the last couple of years, just an outstanding football player, outstanding leader at Western High School in Davie. He's a linebacker, Julian Mendez, and he's kind enough to join us. Julian, thanks so much for joining us on this Monday. Sorry we kind of called you late. I think I gave my producer the wrong number.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. I'm here. What's up? What's up?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you are. Big year for you. Senior year. Opportunity to, you know, maybe finally get over that hump. You know, the Western gets right. close. Talk about what this team did in the spring and what you guys got planned for the summer that's going to get you in that position to get to the state championship game this year.
Well, first of all, before I speak about this team, Coach Rack has like the ability, and he prioritizes all these players that we have on our team like no other. I mean, like, everyone's a leader on this team. And I think the difference between this year and last year was not that many people were leading, but this year, I mean, everyone's leading. You see the freshmen leading, the sophomores telling everybody to hurry up, let's go, like, finish the drill. Like, everybody's leading, and I think it's because of Coach Rack. I mean, Coach Rack's, like, just doing his job, like, what he's always been doing. And what I think the difference between this year and last year, and I really do think we're going to get this ring, because I don't think I know, because the matter of the fact is, everything what we did in spring and everything we're going to do in summer is we work so hard. And I know we work harder than every other public Broward Day public school out there. Like, I know we right. do, because no one it's the college coaches that come to our practice. They see how we work, what we do, the work. Like, it's not like easy. Like, you can't just put a regular person in these practices. Like, these practices are for the people who really want to, you know, get that ring on their finger. And
sure.
and it's different out here, because everyone's like always was like, yeah, Western, Coach Chop, Coach Rack, they don't know what they're doing. It's going to be different this year. They always say it's going to be the knob. But I'm telling everyone, it's going to be different this year. And it's not the same from last year or the year before that. It's coming different. We have Sebastian Circle at quarterback. We have so many assets to this team. The difference is with, you know, we got positions covered that left for the 2024 class. We have everything set. So the right. difference between this year and last year is the leadership. And I think everyone knowing like what the goal is and how we're going to get it. I think that's the difference. And I know what the plan is. Everyone's just working hard and leaning out here. So that's the answer to that.
I agree with you. And you know, Coach Rack has been around a long time. He knows what's up. Very energetic guy. I know that he makes people laugh sometimes, though, how energetic he is. But you also have a really good coaching staff. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. But your coaching staff, from top to bottom, from special teams to the defense, offense, talk about that, because those are the guys that drive you. Those are the guys that push you all year. You know, Coach Rack is in the at the center of that. But the coaching staff over the last couple of years, which you've added, obviously Coach Chop's been there for a while. Coach Bronx has been there for a while. But you guys got some really, really good guys that on both sides of the ball are teaching you and elevating your play. Talk about that.
115%. I mean, to start off, we have Coach Rack, obviously Adam Rakovich. Everyone knows the guy. I mean, he's funny. He's definitely a top high school coach in all of the state of Florida. That's not even debatable. And then let's go with defense. You have Coach Macho, Coach John. You have Coach John Macho. He led the Deerfield to states. He done a lot of great things at Western. I mean, he sent so many D1 guys, already being at Western, already sending so many guys D1 and D2 going to college from football, having nothing, turning to something. Like, for example, Brendan Leal, you know, he had nothing coming from Chaminade. And as soon as he came over here, he started getting offers. Like he had 5D1 offers after the season. Like it was nothing. And you had Coach Macho. Then let's move down to DB coach. You have Coach Noah Presley. I mean, he's like, come on. Like, he's working with the college guys, the high school guys, like all the kids. He's coaching with DVD, like here and there with the guys. Like, Coach Noah Presley is definitely one of the best DB coach I've ever worked with training. And then let's move down from there. You have the D-line coach, Coach JT. He worked with Dillard. He was working with Armando Blunt. Crazy D-line coach. He has so many guys on his D-line. You know, he has Montrell Cannon. He has all these guys at D-line that are just performing outstanding. If you ever watch a spring game where Cam Newton to watch your practice, like, he's teaching the guys how to do it. He's the D-liner first to the practice, last to leave. They're always working their butts off, and I have to give it to the D-line with Coach JT. But, I mean, on the defensive side, all the guys are different. But then the offense, you have Coach Rack leading the offense with Coach Bryant and Coach O'Brien leading the offense as well, helping out on the offense. And then you have also the receiver coaches helping out, and then the O-line. I mean, it's just like a great place to come. I mean, if you ever think about Western, it's black shirts and gold rush. I mean, that's all it is. It's always been like that. You know,
all these coaches
have the same goal, the same mindset. And at the end of the day, the players do too, and we're all leaders. So if we're
Davey Strong,
leaders,
man,
we're
Davey Strong.
Ring.
I know you 110%. Like that Davey Strong. Yep, good stuff. I can't thank you enough, Julian, for spending some time with us. Best of luck. You're going to be the most popular guy in that weight training tomorrow. Every coach will come up to you and thank you for giving them props. We watch you, man. You're a gamer, and we'll be at a lot of games. Opening game against Hoover of Alabama, notoriously power in Alabama and the nation. The games are going to be great this year. You got a lot of good players, good coaches, and we thank you for spending some time tonight, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir, 110%. Thank you for having me on here.
Good stuff. Julian Mendez from Davie Western High School, one of the top players in South Florida coming back. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back with the round out hour one, Coach Miles Russ, the head coach at Kaiser, is next.